We're picking up on the top of Chaf Chesem and Aleph, the very top line on the page. Parsha Gedola Korin Osa Bishnaim. The Mishnah said that we lane from the Torah during the Mahamados. In the first parsha, the bigger parsha, they would read with two aliyos. And then the Mishnah continued and said, the read the Sefer Torah B'Shachar Suvah Musaf, they lane at Shachar Suvah Musaf of Mincha Korin Al Piv. But at Mincha, they just read it by heart, not from a Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah is a little bit unclear. The Gemara asks, Iboilehu, they asked, Heichi Kamar, what does the Mishnah mean to say? B'shachars of a Musaf Karno Saba Sefer, does it mean to say that on Shachars and Musaf they would lane from a Sefer Torah, Uba Mincha Karno Sa'al Peh, but at Mincha time they would just say it either by heart or from a Chumash that's not a Sefer Torah, Kikarno Sashma, the same way that they would say Kriya Shema? Odima Hachik Tanir, perhaps this is what the Mishnah means, B'shachars Karno Saba Sefer, only at Shachars would they lane from a Sefer Torah, and both at Musaf and Mincha, they would say it by heart, just like they read Kriya Shema. So Shema, come and listen to the following Braisa, Desani, we learned in a Braisa, B'shachars u'b'musaf nechnasin lebeisa ha'knesis, v'korin kederach shekorin kol hashana, that both at Shachars and Musaf, they would go to the shul and they would lane, they would read the Torah the same way we read it all year long, on Shabbos, let's say. Uba mincha yachid kari osa al peh. But at mincha time, only one individual would read it by heart for everyone. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, though, argued in Tanakhama, and said as follows, v'chi yachid yachol likro sivrei Torah al peh, but tzibor, can an individual say something by heart in order to fulfill the obligation of a tzibor, of a larger group? Rather, at Mincha time, not just one person, but everyone would come and say it by heart, not from a Sefer Torah. But either way, we see that they would lane from a Sefer Torah, both at Shachars and Musaf. Let's see Rashi on that. No Rashi. Okay, let's continue going to the Gemara. Kol yom sheish bo halel ein bo maimis. So the Mishnah says that any day that has halel, they do not have a maimed at Shacharis. So the Gemara asks, Ma hefresh bein ze leze? What is the difference between this and this? So let's see Rashi on that. Rashi explains the question. Second line in Rashi, Ma hefresh bein ze leze? Maishna the carbon ate some dachi maimed dini'ila, u maimed de minchalo dachi. So Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is referring to the line of the Mishnah, which says that on a day where there's a carbon ate some, so the maimed of Ni'ilah is pushed off, but not the maimed of Mincha. So what is the difference between Ni'ilah and Mincha? So the Gemara answers, Halalu divrei Torah, v'halalu divrei Sofrim. This one is from the Torah, and this one is from the rabbis. Rashi, Halalu divrei Torah, Mincha, the tefillah of Mincha is from the Torah, Kamrim v'brachos, as we learn in Mesachas Brachos, Yitzchak avinu tikin tefillah Mincha, that Yitzchak established the tefillah of Mincha, Shnemar v'yetze Yitzchak alasuach basada lefanos erev, that Yitzchak went out to talk in the field in evening time, meaning davening. But Ne'ilah is only from the rabbis, and therefore Ne'ilah is pushed off, but not Mincha. Rashi says, Yisrichan chizuk lo garsin and hacha, that phrase should not be included in the Gemara here. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Kol zman ase kohanim v'ha'am. Then the Mishnah went on and listed the times where the kohanim and different other people would bring a carbon eitzim every year on that date. So the Gemara says as follows: Tanur Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa. Lama hutzrichu lomar zman ase kohanim v'am. Why was it necessary to list off these dates when the kohanim and the nation would bring wood? Amru, they said, kishalu b'nei hagola, when the people returned from the exile to rebuild the second base of Megdash, lomatsu eitzim b'lishka, so they didn't find any wood in the storehouse. V'amdu elu v'snadvu mishelahem, and these people, these families donated wood from their own. V'kachas to neviim shebeneim, and so the neviim at that time established shafila lishka mleya eitzim, even if the storehouse is full of wood, you elu misnadvu mishelahem, on these dates, these families will always bring wood as a remembrance of the great mitzvah that they did when they were rebuilding the base of Migdash. Shnemar the pasuk says, "V'hagor alos hipalnu al carbon eitzim," that they threw lots regarding the carbon of the wood. Hakohanim alavim va'am, the kohanim alavim and the people. V'havi lebeis elokein lebeis avoseinu le'itim zumanim shana b'shana, to bring to house of Hashem, to the house of our fathers, at set times every year. Levayr al mizbeach mizbach Hashem elokeinu kekasuv b'Torah, in order to burn it on the altar of Hashem, as is written in the Torah. So you see from the pasuk that these were set times that these people should bring each and every year. Let's see Rashi on that. Amdu elu, In the times that are listed in our Mishnah, this is the reason why they had to be counted, enumerated. Because of that enactment, that the prophets had made, so that these people should not be pushed off their dates. Since these people donated at the very beginning of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, they have set dates that only they can bring the wood carbon on. Continuing back in the Gemara, v'imam kohanim levim v'chol mi v'chuli, that the last date, anyone who wanted to bring wood could bring. So the Gemara is now going to list some stories regarding bringing the wood to the Beis HaMikdash. The Chanan Ban of the rabbis taught, Mahayu b'nei gonvei eli u'bnei kosei ksios, who are these people who are referred to as the gonvei eli, the smugglers or deceivers of the pistol, u'bnei kosei ksios, and the people who pressed fig cakes. So who are these people referring to? Amru, they said, Pam achas, one time, Gazer ha-malchus gzer al Yisrael shlevi u'etim l'maracha. The ruling nation, probably the Romans, decreed that Yisrael could not bring wood for the fire on the Mizbeach. U'shlevi u'bikrum l'Yishalayim, and similarly they should not be allowed to bring the first fruits to Yishalayim. U'shivu prozdos al hadrachim k'der shahoshiv yirav menevat shlo yalu Yisrael l'regel. And they established, they set up soldiers on the roads, the same way that Yeravam set up, so that the Jews cannot come on Aliyah Regel to Yerushalayim, to prevent them from bringing the wood and the Bikurim. Ma'asuk Sherim Shavuos Odor, so what did the Kusher, the righteous people of that generation, do? Heviu Sali Bikurim, they brought basketfuls of the first fruits, the Chifim Bixios, and they covered them with dried figs, Venatlum, and they brought them, the Ali al-Kisfam, they brought pistols on their shoulders to mash dried figs. Mekemet Shigiu Eitzel Prozis, when they got to these soldiers, Amr Lahem, they told them, that the soldiers said, Lahechan Atem Hochem, where are you going? Amr Lahem, so they told them, Lasu Shnei Gulet Vela B'machtesh El Shilfaneinu, we're just going to make some fig cakes in the mortar that is nearby ahead. Uba Ali Shal Kisfeinu, with the pistols that are on our shoulders. Kemet Shavar Mahem, once they passed by, the Jews, Itrum, Besalim, so they decorated their first fruits in the baskets, the Hevim, Yerushalayim, and they brought them to Yerushalayim, and that is the way they got around the soldiers in order to bring the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. Tanam, we learned, Hein Hein B'nei Salmai Han Tufti. This is also similar to the people called Salmai from Natuft. Tanarban, the rabbis taught, Mahin b'nei Samai han tufasti. Who are these people? Amru, the rabbi said, Pamachas, one time in a similar situation, Gazra hamalchus gzer al Yisrael shleivu eitzim l'maracha eitzim l'maracha. So the nation declared that the Jews cannot bring wood to the fire in the mizbeach. Voshivu protos al hadrachim k'derech shehoshiv yiravim the nevat al hadrachim shlo yalu Yisrael l'regel. And again, they set up soldiers on the roads the same way that Yeravim set up soldiers on the road to prevent the Jews from coming to Yerushalayim, so they could not bring the wood. Ma'asu yirechit shavos odor. What did the tzaddik and the righteous people of that generation do? Heviu gzirehem, they took logs of wood. Va'asu sulmos, they made ladders. V'niu chal kisveim, and they put them on their shoulders. V'halchu lahem, and they went walking. Kevin shigiu etzlam, once they got to the soldiers, Amr lahem, the soldiers said, Leheichan etem hochem, where are you going? Amr lahem, they would say, Lahavi gozalos mishoveich shalfanina, we're going to get the doves from the birdhouse that is nearby in front of us. Uvasulamo sha'al kasfeinim, we're going to use the ladders that are on our shoulders. Kevin sha'avru mayhem, once they passed by the soldiers, pirkum, they disassembled the ladders. Veheviyum vehelim lushalayim, and they took the wood and brought the wood to Yerushalayim to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'aleim al kiyotze behem hu omer, and regarding them and similar people, the pasuk says, Zecher tzadik levracha, that the remembrance of the tzadik is for bracha, we should always remember the good deeds of these people. Ba'yiravim ben Nevat v'chaver v'nemar, but regarding Yeravim ben Nevat and his colleagues, it said, v'shem rishayim yirkav, that the name of wicked people should rot. Rashi. Prozos, shomrim, guards, bikurim, first fruits, adam nichnas latoch sadehu, a person goes into his field, veroa eshkol, shebiker, tena, shebichra, and he sees the first grape cluster, or the first fig, that is developing, kosher ala gemi v'osa osa bikurim. So you tie it, read around it to make sure to know that that was the first fruit, and you bring it later as bikurim. Bixios, te'enim yaveshim, dried figs, kosim, kosshin osan, v'osim hemagulos. You crush them, you press them, and make them into cakes. Hachi garsinim v'ha'eli al kisveim, the eli on our shoulders, buchya, the pistols, b'machtashel shilafaneinu, with the mortar which is in front of us, shubamakum acha, which is in another place, b'faneinu b'samach, but nearby in front of us. V'zeo gon v'eli, that's why they're called the gon v'eli. Al shim shemisgan vin min aprozos, because they snuck around from the soldiers, al iske eli, regarding the pistols on their shoulders. Hein hein b'nei salmai hantufasti, these are the people of salmai hantufasti, kein maisa zasu, not that they're the same people, but they did something similar to them. Okay. Back into the Gemara. The Esrim Bo b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda. So one of the dates, the family of Pachas Moav, the son of Yehuda, would bring the wood. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, b'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. Divrei Meir. The family of Pachas Moav, the son of Yehuda, is really the family of David HaMelech, who is the descendant of Yehuda. Divrei Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, hein hein b'nei Yoav ben Tzruya. No, that b'nei Pachas Moav is the family of Yoav ben Tzruya. Then the Gemara quotes Basrim Ba'elo b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, another family. Adin ben Yehuda brought wood. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis Tana Braisa, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda, hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, divrei Yehuda. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda says that b'nei Adin is really, that is really the family of David HaMelech. Rabbi Yossi Omer, hein hein b'nei Yoav ben Tzruya. And Rabbi Yossi says, we quote Rabbi Yossi again, that no, this family is also the family of Yoav ben Tzruya. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it seems like both of these families, Pachas Moav and b'nei Adin, are really the families of Yoav ben Tzruya. But then, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, b'acha b'teves shavu b'nei Parosh Shnia. The Mishnah says that on the first of Teves, the family of Parosh returned to donate wood a second time. So the Gemara says, "Money must nisan." Who is our Mishnah? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rameir, v'lo Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo Rabbi Yossi. It's not the opinion of Rameir. It's not the opinion of Yehuda, and it's not the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Iver Rameir, if it's the opinion of Rameir, listni shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda shnia. The Mishnah says that David should say that David returned a second time, because the Mishnah says that the family of David donated wood, and it also says the family of Pachas Moav donated wood, and Rameir said that is David. And from the fact that the Mishnah says that they didn't return a second time, they don't call it the second time of David, clearly the Mishnah is not Rabbi Meir. Similarly, I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, listni shavu b'nei David ben Yehuda shnia. Similarly, because Rabbi Yehuda said that b'nei Adin is the family of David HaMelech, and if that's so, that means David HaMelech's family went twice. And again, the Mishnah should note that David's family went twice, not just that the family of Parosh went twice. And finally, Irav Yossi, if it's Rav Yossi, Shavu b'nei Yoav and Tzruya Shnia. It should say that the family of Yoav and Tzruya returned twice, because we have two braises where Rav Yossi identifies two of the families as the families of Yoav ben Tzruya. So the Gemara answer is La'olam Rav Yossi. Our mission is really Rav Yossi. We trade tonight, I leave it Rav Yossi. There are two opinions according to Rav Yossi, meaning the two braises which we just quoted above, one which said that b'nei Pachas is the family of Yoav and Tzruya, and one which said b'nei Adin is the family of Yoav and Tzruya. Yossi did not say both of those. It's an argument which one he said. He said one or the other. But either way, there is only one family. There is only one time that the family of Yoav and Tzruya brought wood, and that's why he doesn't say that Yoav and Tzruya returned, because he didn't. He only brought once, and therefore the Mishnah can be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Let's see Rashi. Hein hein b'nei David ben Yehuda, David HaMelech. David Melch Yisrael, it means the family of David Melch Yisrael, Vahachi Karle Pachas Moav, the reason why his family is called Pachas Moav, Shebam Mirus HaMoaviyah, because he's the descendant of Rus, the Moabite, and that's why it says Pachas Moav. Yoav in Tzruya, Shebam Mirus HaMoaviyah, because he's also a descendant of Rus HaMoaviyah. Kisruya Aim Yoav, because Tzruya, the mother of Yoav, Achos David Haisa, was the sister of David, Shemar Bachel Yoseim, Tzruya of Abigail, but their sister was Tzruya and Abigail. So that's why, I believe Rav Yossi said that B'nai Pachas refers to Yoav. B'nai Adin, Hainahim, B'nai David. The family of Adin is the family of David HaMelech. L'hachi karle b'sefer Shmuel Adinu Ha'atzni. And the reason why Bnei Adam refers to the family of David, the pasuk in Shmuel refers to someone called Adinu Ha'atzni, and the Gemara Darshan is that referring to David. When he learned Torah, he made himself soft, humble, and lowly, like a worm. But when he would go out to fight in a battle, he was as strong as wood. So you see that Adin is associated with David. And that's why Bnei Adin is a name for Bnei David. Heinim Bnei Yoav ben Tsruya. And Rav Yosef knows the family of Yoav. Plugdahi, it's a machlokes. Chadamar Adino ha'atzni zeh David. V'chadamar zeh Yoav. One person says it's David, one person says it means Yoav. Lisni Shavu Bnei David Shnia. The Hakamar Remeir Pachasmov Hainu David. Because Remeir says the Pachasmov is David. And the Mishnah already mentioned David once, so it should say David returned. Rav Yehuda, and according to Yehuda, Bnei Adin Hainu David, Bnei Adin is David, Umasis and Kani Behadia Bnei David, and the Mishnah writes in one place explicitly the family of David, Vahadu Kani Bnei Pachas Moav, Dilurai Meir, and then it says Bnei Pachas Moav again, which according to Meir means the family of David. Rav Yehuda Bnei Adin Hainu David, and according to Yehuda Bnei Adin is David, Shavu Shnia Mivoile, so the Mishnah should say Bnei David returned a second time. Rav Yossi, and according to Rav Yossi, the Amar Pachas Moav Va'adin Hainu Yoav Shavu Shnia Miboile. According to Rav Yossi, that Pachas Moav and Adin both refer to Yoav, so it should say that Yoav returned for a second time. So the Gemara answered, La'olam Rav Yossi Utrei Tanai Aliba Rav Yossi. Really, the Mishnah is Rav Yossi, and there are two Tanaim who argue according to Rav Yossi. Demand Amar Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda Hainu Bnei Yoav. The one who says that Bnei Adin is Yoav, Lo Savar La De Bnei Pachas Moav Hainu Yoav. He does not hold that Bnei Pachas is Yoav. Ulahachiluk Tani Shavu Bnei Yoav Shnia. And that's why the Mishnah says that Yoav does not say that Yoav returned for a second time. Vosfirle Nami Dehenehem Bnei David. And this opinion also doesn't hold that they're David. Deem Kain Shavu Bnei David Shnia Mi Boile Lemisni. Because if that would be so, then the Mishnah should have said that Bnei David returned. El Mishpacha Cheretain was just another family. Uman Damar Bnei Pachas Moav Hainu Bnei Yoav Lo Sfirle De Bnei Adin Hainu Yoav. And the opinion according to Yossi, who says that Bnei Pachas was Yoav, does not hold that Bnei Adin were Yoav. El Mishpacha Cheretain was just another family, and therefore the Mishnah can be Rabbi Yossi, because no one returned twice other than Bnei Parish as listed in the Mishnah. Back into the Gemara. Bottom line on the page. Becha b'teves lo haibu maimud on Rosh Chodesh Teves. There was no maimud since it was Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and also there's a carbon eitzim. Amalei mar kashisha b'reid Rav Chisda l'Rav Ashi. He said to Rav Ashi, Maishna halal didachi didei, u'maishna musaf delo dachi didei. Why is it that halal pushes off the maimud of its own, meaning the maimud of Shacharis when we say halal, and yet musaf, when there's a musaf, it does not push off the maimud of musaf, its own maimud. Amalei Rav Ashi. Vashi said, Hashta Dalav Dide Dachi Dide Lo Kol Shechein. Wait a second, we know Musaf pushes off Mincha, the Mishnah says that. So if Musaf pushes off the Maimud of a different prayer, certainly it pushes off the Maimud of its own prayer, meaning the Maimud of Musaf. Amrlei said, no, of course, I didn't mean that. Hachi Kamin Allah. This is what I meant to say to you. Lo Lidchi Elidide. Why don't we say Musaf should only push off its own tefillah, because when there's halal, it only pushes off shacharis. So when there's musaf, it should only push off the maimud of musaf and not mincha as well. Amar lei, ikar Rav Yossi dekai kavasechi said ena chanami. Rav Yossi agrees to you. Disanyo, that we learned in a brisa. Rav Yossi says kol yom sheish bo musaf, any day when there's a carbon musaf, yesh bo maimud, there is still the special maimud tefillos. So the Gemara says maimud demai. The maimed of which tefilos? Ilema maimed of shacharis. If you say that there's a maimed at shacharis, hatanakama nami hachi kamar. Tanakama agrees to that. He says that. So Rav Yossi can't be saying that. Rav Yossi has to be saying something different. Ela maimed de musaf. It must mean that there's a maimed at musaf. So where says didei nami lo dachi? Do you mean to say Rav Yossi holds that when there's a carbon musaf, it doesn't even push off the maimed of musaf? That's very hard to believe. Ela de mincha. It must be that it pushes off the carbon, it pushes off the maimud of musaf. Okay, we're just going to skip the next few words because the Gra, the Alice, has to take it out. Udin Ilanif also will push off the, I'm sorry, there Ela de Mincha, there will be Maimud at Mincha, and similarly, Dina'ila, there will be a Maimud at Ni'ila. That's what Rav Yossi means to say, that even when there's a Karban Musaf, there is still the Maimud of Mincha and Ni'ila. Shmamina di day dachi, delav di day lo dachi, shmamina. You see from here that Rav Yossi holds that the Musaf only pushes off the Maimud of Musaf and nothing else. Let's see Rashi on that. Maishna halal di dachi di day. Why is it that Hal pushes off his own Maimud the Shacharis, the Maimud of Shacharis? Maishna Musaf de lo dachi di day. Why is it that Musaf does not push off its own Maimud? Dekani yom sheishbo Musaf, because Misha says that when there is Musaf, ein bo Maimud at Mincha, there's no Maimud at Mincha time. Logtani Ebo Musaf. It doesn't say that there's no Maimud at Musaf. Tlo Dachidi Dei Ela de Mincha, which implies that it does not push off its own Maimud, only the Maimud of Mincha. So you say, no, that can't be. If it pushes off Mincha, certainly it'll push off Musaf. So we say, Hachi Kamina, this is what he means to say. Hachi Kamiboy Baina Lamemer, is what he meant to say. Ela de Dei de Musaf. Why isn't it that it should be that when there's a Karban Musaf, it should only push off the Maimud of Musaf? We quote that Yossi says whenever there is Musaf, there still is a Maimud. He's arguing on Tanakam of our Mishnah. Who says that when there's a Karban Musaf, there is no Maimud and Ne'ila. Yossi is coming to say there is Maimud, even though there is also Musaf. Rather, it must be that Rav Yossi means to say there is a Maimud of Ne'ila. Rav Yossi, the Yeshbo Maimud, that there is a Maimud, and even though there's a carbon Musaf, it doesn't push off the Maimud of Ne'ila. Okay, back into the Gemara, we'll just go a little further. So the Gemara says, V'listi nami b'echad b'nisan lo yabo Maimud. Why does the Mishnah also say, not just that Echad b'tevis there is no Maimud, but also Echad b'nisan there is no Maimud? Because there's halal, because it's Rosh Chodesh, but carbon musaf, and there's also carbon musaf, because it's Rosh Chodesh. The carbon eitzim is also a day of carbon eitzim, so there should have been no maimud whatsoever. Amar Rava, Rava said, Zosemeris, this teaches us, this says, Halila, the Rosh Yerach Alav Doraisa, the halal of Rosh Chodesh is not Doraisa. Let's see Rashi on that. Be'echad b'nisan, that was the date on which the family of Erech ben Yehuda brought the carbon eitzim. So Samaritis teaches us from the fact that it doesn't also say that on the Echad ben Nisan there is no Maimud. You see that the Halal Rosh Chodesh does not push off the Maimud. Why would the Halal Rosh Chodesh not push off the Maimud of Shacharis? It must be because the Halal Rosh Chodesh is not as significant because it's not Doraisa. Ela min haga kiddel kaiman is only a custom, as the Gemara will explain soon. Back in the Gemara, Damar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yehotzadak, Rav Yochanan quoted and said, Shmonos ar yom b'shana yachid gomer b'henes ha-halel. There are 18 days in the year when an individual will say the entire halel. Ve'eloheinan, these are them, Shmonos yimei ha-chag, the 8 days of Sukkot, the Shmonos yimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, v'yom tov rishon shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, the Yom Tov, Shel Atzeres, the one day of Shavuos, Ubegola, but in the Galus, Eshem Ve'echad Yom, there's 3 more days for a total of 21. Ve'elohen, and these are them. Tishav Yimei Chag, 9 days of Sukkot, Ushmonis Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, Ushnei Yom HaRishonim Shel Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, Ubez Yom Tov, Shel Atzeres, the 2 days of Shavuos. So you see that Rosh Chodesh is not listed, because we don't say a complete halal Rosh Chodesh, because it is not a chiyuv d'oraisa. It's only a minhag. Continuing the Gemara recounts, Rav Ikla Babel, Rav, when he first came to Babel, he visited Babel, Chazinu de Kalkaru Halila Brisharcha, he saw that they were saying halal Rosh Chodesh. Savar Lafsu Kinu, so he was planning on stopping them, because there is no chiyuv to say halal Rosh Chodesh. Came the Chazit to come Medalgi Delugi. Once he saw that they skipped certain parts of Halal, just like we do, Amar, he said, Shema Mina Minhag Avosim Bidim. He said, you see, I see that this must be their custom, and not that they think that there is an absolute obligation, but it is their custom to do this. Tana, it was taught, Yachel Lo Yascha Bim Hiskol Gomer. Since it is only a custom to say Halal Rosh Chodesh, an individual is not obligated to say it on Rosh Chodesh, However, if he begins to say it, he should complete the halal. Again, except for those parts that we skip. But nowadays, it's our minhag that we all say halal on Rosh Chodesh. But again, it's only a minhag. It is not a chiyuv d'oraisa or even midrabbanan. Let's see Rashi on that last part. Minhag avosayim b'yadehem. It is their custom. Aval halal d'chanakah k'gom b'echad b'teves v'arei d'achi. But the halal d'chanakah, for example, on the first of Teves, certainly will push off the maimed. The cave of the Nevi'im tignuhu she omrim oso al kol perak o perak. That since the prophets established that people should say halal at every time when there's something bad that should not befall us and we are redeemed from it, you omrimosan alulasan, and we should say halal on our redemptions. Kidderaisa dami, it's like da'oraisa, and therefore it will push off the maimud. Yachid, klomer, afilu yachid gomer behemus a halal, on these 18 or 21 days, even an individual should say the halal, the complete halal. Shkol echav echav chayv ligmur bo as a halal, because each individual is obligated to say halal. Mesachas Erechin, in the Gemara in Erechin, Mefurish, Maishna de Gomor Koy Mechag u Pesach lo Gomor El Yom Rishon. It explains why on Sukkos we say halal every day, but on Pesach only on the first day. Mishim dechag Sukkos chalik bekarbono sav, because since on Sukkos there's a different carbon brought on each day. Kol echav echav kechag bifnei asfer dami. Therefore, to some degree, each day of Sukkos is like its own holiday. Ubegola, in the Galus, in the diaspora, Shosin Shneyam Tovim Mishum Sveika, that we have 2 days of Yontif because of Safek, so we have 3 more days of Halo. De Medalgi de Luge, they skip, Gugon Anan, like the same way we skip, De Medalgin Lolanu Hashem Lolanu, Renaskam and Hashem Zacharini Varech, that we skip the paragraph Lolanu, and we go to the paragraph of Hashem Zacharanu Yivarech. Similarly, on Rosh Chodesh, lo yaskel, in osarach lahaskel v'Rosh Chodesh, an individual is not obligated to say halal Rosh Chodesh, but if he begins, he should finish it. And as we said, nowadays, our minhag is that we all say halal on Rosh Chodesh.